Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for the next hour of Motown Memories, we'll be focusing on the lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from Kim Weston, David Ruffin, his brother Jimmy Ruffin, Brenda Holloway, The Originals, The Elgins, Sarita, and Daz Band. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
So sweet, but now it's not to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory from Jimmy Ruffin, a great song, What Becomes of the Brokenhearted, number 7 from 1966. Before that, his brother David Ruffin with My Whole World Ended the Moment You Left Me. That was number 9 from 1969. And we started with Kim Weston, a Motown memory's favorite song. It only reached number 50 from 1965, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, Brenda Holloway, a number 13 sound from 1964, Every Little Bit Hurts. Well, the way she stunningly filled a skin-tight gold pantsuit was what originally caught Berry Gordy's eye, the founder of Motown Records, but it was really Brenda's seductive voice that made her Motown's first major Los Angeles discovery. Well, she was born June 21st, 1946 in Southern California, and she was raised in Watts from age 2. Well, Brenda and a younger sister by 2 years, Patrice, came up poor but immersed in music. She recalled that, "I grew up singing in church. I used to sing in the choirs and stuff, but I sang in school too." Well, she also studied violin in elementary and high school. She further was quoted as saying, "I just used to love the sound of a violin. The violins just take you away. I'd be outside in the backyard, and the dogs would be howling, and I would be playing my violin." I listened to a lady by the name of Sarah Vaughan and Diana Washington and Aretha Franklin and Mary Wells. Well, Teresa Brewer, who was not a black artist, I also listened to a lot, but she had a little cry in her voice, and my sister and I, we just developed it. Well, here is Brenda Holloway, right here on Motown.
Every little bit hurts. Every little bit hurts. I cry, every night I sigh, every night I wonder why you treat me cold, yet you won't let me go. Every little hurt counts, every little hurt counts. You say you're coming home, yet you never phone, leave me all alone, my love isn't strong for you. This loneliness you've given me, yeah. I can't go on giving my life away. You're the boy who has to say when I should play. Yet you hurt me, desert me.
That's MozartMemories@yahoo.com.
Again, oh, 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 oh,
Motown. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from the Elgins, Heaven Must Have Sent You, that reached number 50 from 1966. Before that, the Originals had a hit with a song called The Bells, number 12 from 1970. And we started with that Brenda Holiday great song, Every Little Bit Hurts, her biggest charting song reaching number 13 from 1964. You've found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and we'll continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, an artist that was credited with the first name only as Sarita, but her real name was Sarita Wright, or earlier than that, Rita Wright. Song coming up is called Hummer Love. Well, there was something of a tradition at Motown of secretaries becoming stars. Martha Reeves, of Martha Reeves and the Vandellas, worked as a secretary while awaiting her big break, and Sarita Wright followed in her footsteps. Well, Sarita was born in Pittsburgh, and her family moved to Detroit when she was 11. Well, after attending school in South Carolina as a teen, she abandoned her plan to be a ballet dancer and concentrated on singing. Well, Brian Holland, one of the great writers at Motown, brought her into Detroit, and after a couple of years behind the scenes, Holland hooked her up with the great writing team of Nick Ashford and Valerie Simpson. She was married to Stevie Wonder in the early 1970s, but she never really made it big on her own. Her biggest success occurred years later in 1979 when she was paired with Billy Preston for a number 4 song called With You I'm Born Again. But this was her biggest charting song on her own from 1975, Harbor Love, right here on Motown Memories.
Sweet. It's the one thing in life that will never be beat. It's the one.
from the 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Five tune from 1982 that was Let It Whip by a group called the Dazz Band. Dazz is shorthand for danceable jazz. Before that, Sarita with Hammer Love. That only reached number 75 on the Rhythm and Blues chart from 1972, and that was produced and arranged by Stevie Wonder, who Sarita was married to at the time. Well, that brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We've been featuring lesser-known Motown artists from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Next half hour, more lesser-known Motown artists, right here on Motown Memories.